This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart, Sheikh Hasina, in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold wide-ranging talks to give a new momentum to the bilateral ties. India and Bangladesh will also sign a number of agreements on several issues. Ms. Hasina arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. Apart from holding bilateral talks with Mr. Modi, the visiting leader is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met her yesterday and discussed various bilateral issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said Bangladesh Prime Minister's state visit to India underlines our close and abiding ties. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Bangladesh is a key partner and trusted neighbour of India, and PM Hasina's visit will give a major boost to the celebrated bilateral partnership. The centre has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law came into force yesterday. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024 was passed by Lok Sabha on the 6th of February and Rajya Sabha on the 9th of February this year. President Draupadi Murmu gave her approval to the bill on the 12th of February, turning it into law. Joint CSIR UGC NET examination June 2024 has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances as well as logistic issues. In a public notice, National Testing Agency NTA said the exam was scheduled to be held between 25th and 27th of this month. The NTA said revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. For any queries or clarifications, NTA has advised the candidates to call NTA Help Desk at 011-407-59000 or 011-6922-7700 or write to NTA at csirnet@nta.ac.in. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi today. GST Council is meeting for the first time after the formation of the new government. The last GST Council meeting was held on the 7th of October last year. During the meeting, the Council took several decisions. Akashwani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashwani News's preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication reveals that Akashwani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning is expected over Gujarat, Maharashtra, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. In northeast India, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today, and over West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The weather agency also added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will prevail over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 4 days. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024, India will take on Bangladesh in Super 8's clash this evening at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound in Antigua. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. Akashwani will be broadcasting live commentary of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.